finding something to do or somewhere to eat can be a real chore, then why not tune into The Review? The Review hosts small and medium-sized businesses right across Ontario, providing the hotspot from restaurants to pop-up shops to local events and so much more. In today's episode, I'm back in Port McNicoll to tell you about a quaint and proud barbershop. And alongside me is Nadine Woods, owner of the Port McNicoll Barbershop. Thank you very much for coming on the show for The Review, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. So tell me, what inspired you to become a barber in such a small town?
Well, I've always had a dream of becoming a hairstylist as a young girl, and that dream turned into being a barber when I was a young adult, when I was given the opportunity by another local barber to experience something within the field, but just a little bit different. And then when I moved back here, I wanted to bring it back to my hometown and do something local.
That's great. Who was that mentor that you had that made you want to get into barbering?
Oh, a gentleman by the name of Enzo had a place called The Professionals in Barrie a number of years ago. And his son still has a barbershop in Barrie, Carlos Barbershop. His dad had a great little place.
And why start it in such a small town? I mean, there's so many opportunities to go into bigger outlying communities.
I had a dream to open my own little business. And if I could choose anywhere, it would be my hometown to support local.
And looking back on that, do you regret the decision to go that, to go local, to stay local? I mean, it must have been difficult to develop that clientele.
It was very difficult. I worked in Barrie for a number of years as a barber and hairstylist, and then moved up here and basically had to start my clientele all over again. I did have help when I worked at another local barbershop previous to opening my own. But when you start your own shop, you do have to create your clientele over again. It was a very scary thing, but it was nothing that I regret.
And that's great. So you mentioned before you were a hairstylist and then you got into barbering. What's the difference between the two? I know a lot of people don't think there's a difference, but what is the actual difference between them?
Barbering is more of a tailoring of the hair, and it is to the contour of your head, to the shape of your head. And they teach you different head shapes in school, but when you sit down in the chair, every head shape is different. So you really have to do a profile with each one of your clients to make sure.
And by profiling, I'm assuming you mean knowing what their head looks like and how it feels and everything.
Absolutely. You sit them down in your chair and you have a look at them, and you can see how their hair moves on their head and how it sits and the thickness and the color and how it would shadow on them as well. And that is a very common thing within women's hairdressing as well, and women's barbering. There is a women's barbering too. Mm-hmm. But it is very technical when you get into the short hair. The short haircuts are a little more technical on the men's side than they are on the women's. So that makes this a little bit different from the ladies' hairstyling. They're more into the styling and the curling and the colors.
So does that mean with how short my hair is, you'd have an issue with that?
I wouldn't have an issue, but we could give you a darn great straight shave.
And that's good. Maybe I'll take you up on that next time I'm in the area.
Yes.
You have a vast amount of clientele that I've seen on your Facebook page. They've left some great reviews, some positive reviews, which is absolutely fabulous. What's your secret? What's your secret to getting such high praises and high marks with your reviews?
Well, I think it's very important to sit and, like I said, know your client. Know their every day. Are they going to get up and style something, or do they just want the look of it? We get to know these clients like family members. We mm-hmm. get to know them like friends. And this has been particularly hard for us being off for so long and missing all these people, because we do achieve this personal relationship with people. That's what makes people come back. That's what makes people. And they like to shop local. They like to support local.
Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
And that is a very important part of what's going on right now, and a very great trend that I hope keeps up. But you have to like what you're getting at the same time. And you have to like how you're being treated when you're there, and the conversations that you have and the relationships that you make.
Yeah, no, and having been someone who's gone to barbers, I mean, that's the one thing that we expect, you know? I mean, the little chit-chat, the little banter back and forth. So, yeah, if you can do that, that's high praises as well.
Yeah.
What is the most requested type of haircut from both your male and your female clients?
Well, I'll start with the male clientele. Like that nice bald fade up to a number two, the nice finger length on top, that you're able to style it in a few different ways up there, depending on your mood and where you're going that day or night.
Mm-hmm.
With our women, women's barbering, like I said, is a very popular thing. Not at some barbershops, but in our barbershop, it is very popular. And the women come to me to have barbering done because we get it short in the back. So those ladies, that favorite cut for them is like a number three buzz up that back with just a nice fade in at the top, and those ladies like it nice and messy up there.
I honestly would not have expected a lady to go with a buzz cut on the back. That's actually news to me, so you just educated me.
Tons of them.
Wow. So Nadine, being in a small community, what is the number one thing your shop has done to give back to it?
We're pretty proud of the things that have happened in our shop. We do a number of things to give back to our community, but I think the number one thing that we're most proud of giving back is our family likes to do a community cleanup every year in April and in November to give back to our community and show our support and keep our town looking fresh. We also like to do a number of other community organized events throughout the year, and we like to donate our time to a number of charities, just to be able to give back, give local, and shop local.
Besides COVID, besides everything, besides the current pandemic and the way things are, what is the biggest obstacle that you have had to overcome over your tenure of being in business?
The biggest obstacle I have had to overcome is the fear of not succeeding.
That's common.
I have been a barber for a long time. Yes, I've been a barber for a long time, but I have never been a business owner, and that is new to me. And being able to provide a service for the community, having them like that service, having your business grow, and then having the courage to grow into more, mm-hmm. and not just stay stale. And I think that's the biggest obstacle I have had to overcome is not knowing how to do these things in the beginning, how to become semi-successful, I guess. I don't consider myself successful yet because I'm not at the end of my journey yet. Well, I'm semi-successful because I'm on my way.
And there you go. And that's all that matters, right? As long as you're on your way, you're happy doing what you're doing, you're successful. It doesn't matter no matter how you look at it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Nadine, for coming on the show. We look forward to visiting with you, and hopefully in the future, maybe meeting up in person and going from there. So thank you very much again.
I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Justin. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now. This episode of The Review was produced by Justin Baumgartner. Interviewer, Justin Baumgartner. Interviewee, Nadine Woods. This episode of The Review can be heard on the podcasting site at ckdj.net.